Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, November 23, 2009. The military hands out eviction orders to Palestinians near Jerusalem, while Israeli settlers attack Palestinian civilians in northern West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Twenty-five Palestinian families living near Jerusalem City received on Monday at dawn eviction orders from the Israeli military. Local sources said that the eviction orders were handed out to residents of Semiramis, a neighborhood of Jerusalem. This area has always been a part of Jerusalem, however, recently it was separated from Jerusalem by the Israeli wall. Residents said that the soldiers arrived together with Israeli settlers and told them that the land where the houses are located is owned by settlers and they have to evict their homes. The Palestinian homeowners affirmed that they have purchased this land long time ago from its previous Palestinian owner and constructed their homes on it. In other news, a group of 20 Israeli settlers hurled stones on Monday afternoon at Palestinian vehicles driving at a road near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local Palestinian sources said that the settlers came from the nearby illegal settlement of Havat Gilad. The sources added that a number of cars sustained damage, but no one was reported injured. The Israeli military said that the same group of settlers attacked an Israeli military vehicle driving on the same road earlier on Monday. The military added that the vehicle was hit, but the troops inside were not injured. According to Palestinians in neighboring villages, settlers from Havat Gilad attack them frequently. Meanwhile, two Palestinian civilians were kidnapped on Monday at dawn by Israeli troops during military invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources reported invasions targeting the northern West Bank city of Jenin and Qalqilya and Bethlehem city in the south. The sources added that troops kidnapped one man from Bethlehem and another from Qalqilya. The military said that the two kidnapped were moved to detention camps for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.